Joining us now is the under-19s head coach, England's under-19s. It's Noel Blake. Noel, how are we doing?
Fine, Tom.
Good
Thank
to speak
you.
To you, pal. And a massive time for you at the moment, trying to get the 19s through to the Euros with a massive campaign of qualification to go through.
Yeah, it's we've got the elite round coming up. Obviously, first game is tomorrow at Walsall. And then we go again on Monday evening at Burton Albion, and then followed by Thursday evening at Burton again, where we face Montenegro, Scotland and Ukraine.
How tough is that going to be? I mean, you'll have had them watch. How tough are they?
Well, if you look at it, Tom, we've got two Eastern European nations, and their style of play, we're very dogged, look to get you on a counter-attack, very strong team, you know, physically. And their sort of resoluteness. So we know in for two tests there. We've had them we've played them over the last few years, different year groups. So we know their culture and their characteristics of those nations. And then obviously we play Scotland as well, and we don't want to say any more about that one. You know, in terms of the rivalry.
Even at your level, that'll be a great game, won't it?
Yeah. Again, we faced Scotland last year out in Belgium. You know, a really tough game initially, but once we settled down and, you know, and started popping the ball around here, then everywhere, we got on top and we were the winners. But again, every year group is different, and they all pull their own different challenges.
And the no holiday for you then, the finals are in Hungary in July.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm hoping that to go there, because that's the plan as always. Mm-hmm. Holidays and stuff like that can wait. We want to get to the finals because it's a really important year. Should we qualify? Obviously, the elite run, only one team goes through to the finals. And should we qualify, it gives an opportunity to go to the World Cup in New Zealand, the Under-20s World Cup in New Zealand next year. Mm. So it's a really important time.
Are these the... Because at the end of the day, it's fantastic for you guys to get through to finals and to win them. But the longer term thing, certainly for Roy Hodgson and people, is what can come through to play for England, you know, the national side, the first team, if you like. Is that always in your mind, developing players to get to that level?
Massively, that's the most important part of it. You know, we're no different to the club sides. You know, you take the Blues and the Villa and Wembley Albion, etc., and Coventry and clubs like that in the Midlands, who have developed players and gone onto the first team. That's the most important thing for the youth setup. For us, it's the same. We borrow the players from the clubs. We have an input in their sort of development internationally, obviously more so than we do the club side of it. You take Luke Shaw. This is Luke Shaw's year group.
Wow.
You know, Luke, he played with under 16s and 17s and 18s. This is his year group, and he jumped to the 21s. The kid at Derby will use. This is also his year group, a 95 berth, but he's obviously with the Derby's game, the playoff finals tomorrow. And on top of that, he would have been with the 21s anyway. So that's the progression for them. We had Barkley a couple of years ago playing at this stage in the elite round, you know, and the likes of Sterling and all and well, but they've all been through the system.
Did Nathan come through yours as well, Nathan Redmond?
Redders was with me last year. Played my year young. You know, and he did very, very well with us. He came to the finals with us in Estonia a couple of years ago. Same year group with Barkley and people like that in the team. Harry Kane at Tottenham. You know, so that's what we offer. That's what the international setup offer him, Tom. That tournament experience is absolutely vital for their long-term development internationally. And then hopefully they'll go on to Gareth and in the long term to the senior team.
Is the future bright though? Is the future bright for the national game?
In my opinion, Paul. In my opinion. I've been working through the system for a few years now and seen the talent that's coming through and worked with. There's some tremendous young kids out there. The key for me, and I've said it before and I say it again, it's all about opportunity. You know, they've got to be given the opportunity at some stage. I mean, we've got the kid from Liverpool who went to Blues on loan, Jordan Hive.
Yes.
You know, he's in our squad. You know, Callum Robinson is in our squad, the lad at Villa. Mm. You know, Callum Chambers is playing at Southampton, the right fullback. He's a captain of this group. So we've got some really talented young kids.
Development, which is your key role, am I right in thinking you can only really develop by playing, you know, against the best or better players than yourself? That's where you develop, isn't it? By playing in the first team and getting that opportunity. If you don't get that opportunity, you won't develop. Is that a fair assumption?
You can still develop. It depends on the rate and notch you develop. They all develop at different times. Even though the same year group, sometimes the sizes, the stature, the physicality can be vast, you know, big differences, you know. So therefore you've got to be patient with them, and when it's only when they're sort of deemed ready for a first team that they get the opportunity in the first team. But like anything else, once they get the opportunity, they then got to deliver. If they don't deliver, then the manager's likely to say, right, you're going to go back to the second team or the youth team or what have you, and then wait till they're ready again. Mm-hmm. Ross Barkley is a great case in point. He had a taste of it at Everton. Then he came back out the side. Then obviously he's got back in, and he's done tremendously well this year. Roberto's seen something extra and kept him in. And as we say, with the rest is history.
Mm.
So it's all about opportunities sometimes, you know, and also as coaches, being patient, because they are young kids, they are developing, and they all develop differently.
What's the biggest problem coaches like yourself face with youngsters these days? I'm looking at them, and a lot of them play for Chelsea, Man City, I see, Liverpool. I mean, there's some youngsters at massive clubs. Do you have a problem keeping their feet on the floor?
Tom, I'll tell you, mate, it's an absolute joy working with these kids when they come to the England setup,
mm-hmm.
because we don't see any egos. The environment that we create for them to come into is more important than anything else. So they know, you know, what we're about. And we always say to them, listen, no matter where we're from, the clubs you just mentioned there and others, it's just one badge. And this is what this badge stands for. This is the ethos we portray. Mm-hmm. This is what we're about. These are our standards. And if you can't, you know, sort of adhere to that, then you've got issues. So therefore, they know from the outset they've got ability. That's why we call them in, and then we work around that.
Mm.
So we never have really any issues with the boys. No.
Is it easy to work with the football teams as well, with the, you know, with the clubs themselves?
Yeah, I think we've got good relationships with the clubs, because we're into the clubs all the time. You know, we've got, you know, the coaches we know, either ex-players that we've played with or against. You know, I'm going to talk to Liam Brady down at Arsenal. Mm. He's leaving Arsenal this summer, yesterday, about one or two things. But there's boys from this club in the squad. So you're always into the club and speaking to the club on a regular basis. And you've got that sort of connections and that contact with them. And the clubs, you know, have been really supportive.
Callum Robinson, the only local lad in, what is it about him that impressed you enough to pick him?
Robbo, we've known about Robbo for a long time. He played in the system at 16 with myself and Kenny Swain. So we've known him. A lot of these lads have come through from under 16s when we first started in the development camps. So we've known about Robbo for a while. His last couple of games, he's come in, he's done well. His pace, his movement, you know, he's a goal scorer. Mm. And his work ethic is top draw. All the sort of, for me, some of the ingredients you look for in a modern striker. And he's got an abundance. You know, so that's obviously Robbo.
Mm-hmm. Are you confident getting through?
I'm confident with the group, the ability in the group. But then there's a thing called the opposition. And we've got to make sure we turn up. If we turn up and we perform, but I know the boys are capable of, then we should be fine.
Just finally, you're talking about developing these youngsters, and you've earned yourself, since your days at Birmingham and Portsmouth and etc., you've earned yourself a fantastic reputation as a coach who can develop players. And I think more importantly, you improve players, and that's a massive thing for football clubs these days. What about your development? Where do you see yourself? Do you see yourself in club management eventually?
Tom, I don't know, Paul, if I'm honest with you. I enjoy what I do. And I never say never. I guess, you know, like anything else, he's had its sort of the shelf life. But I enjoy what I'm doing. I guess that's what I'm saying. I enjoy what I do. If something crops up tomorrow that I think that might need addressing, then I'll look at it. But at the moment, I'm thoroughly enjoying what I do. I like working with players.
Mm.
And I like actually trying to make people better. And that's why I enjoy the role I'm doing at the moment.
That's a key role, I always think, in football. And nobody ever talks about it. It's not just buying players, which is easy, but improving players. Surely that's a big buzz for a coach.
Massive. Massive. You know, and it's all about the fine detail. You know, whether it's a foot movement for a defender or a striker, or jumping in different angles. I mean, this week I've been talking to a young lad from Southampton, Sam Gallagher, about jumping across centre halves. And I gave an expression, an example of working with Big Mick, Mick Harford and Andy Gray, and the ability that they had of jumping across people. What's the difference about jumping straight? Just little details, you know. So we've done one or two little things on it. You know, and that's the key for me, is those little minor details, how you can help somebody to evolve, you know, in his game.
Absolutely fantastic. Noel, It's not gone unnoticed what you've done, and I'm sure England respect you for it. Good luck with this tournament. Good luck in qualification, my friend, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks, Tom. You're welcome. Thank you.